News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Dublin is officially to become a breastfeeding friendly city. Earlier this week, the City Council unanimously agreed on the motion put forward by Hazel Shue. And our reporter, Josh Crosby, has been speaking to those who are welcoming the decision.
I said to the women of Ireland, don't be afraid to feed your baby anywhere. You can feed your baby in Grafton Street, Stephen's Green, Phoenix Park, and I don't think anybody would bat an eyelid.
I don't think there's much seating, so it's going to be hard to do without benches. I think in general, green spaces could do with having more seating for everyone.
And do you think, like, so there are challenges, there are barriers out there for mothers who want to breastfeed?
Yeah, I think there's only, disabled toilets in certain areas, so it's pretty limited.
Attitudes around breastfeeding have certainly improved, but there are still barriers for those who wish to breastfeed.
I've been involved with La Leche and breastfeeding support for over 40 years. Things have changed in Ireland over that time. The numbers breastfeeding have increased. Attitudes have actually changed quite a bit over the years. It was kind of a no-no thing, you know, back then. And we were very kind of loners then. And while many mums now perhaps often feel uncomfortable or feel unsure themselves in the early days when they're breastfeeding, it's a much better environment than it was, but there's lots of scope for improvement.
Aislinn O'Moore Cunningham is a breastfeeding counsellor with La Leche League support group. Aislinn provides advice to mothers living in Dublin City and is delighted to see this latest move by DCC.
It was agreed that we officially designate Dublin as a breastfeeding friendly city to put in practical measures. So the emphasis is on how to make sure we are actually a breastfeeding friendly city.
Why did you feel the need to have this committed to on a formal basis?
Well, support. We have one of the lowest breastfeeding rates in the world, and we will continue having one of the lowest breastfeeding rates in the world if we don't put in proper supports to support breastfeeders. They need to feel comfortable when they're breastfeeding. They need to not be discriminated against. They need to make sure there are proper facilities in place. If you're physically able to, then us as the city and as a nation needs to support you.
Green Party councillor Hazel Shue put forward this motion, which was unanimously agreed upon. So what is it like for breastfeeding mothers in Dublin City, and how do the support groups work?
My name is Mag Stacey, and I have a 4-year-old boy and a 2-year-old girl. It's been overall really positive. I actually feel really lucky I've been able to breastfeed.
Have you come across many challenges out and about, or do you face many barriers?
I suppose I've had two different types of journeys. So my first was born during COVID times. There was nothing open to, if you were, you know, out and about and caught in the hop needing to feed, there was nowhere to feed. So I've fed on steps, outside buildings. I've fed in between cars on footpaths. I've fed at bus stops. With my second, I could pick and choose. You know, there was coffee shops open if I was struggling. So definitely a much easier experience in my second. And I'm overall, like, very positive.
Talk to me then about the support groups. Like, what do they offer, or what did you find beneficial from going along?
Oh, I wouldn't have succeeded in breastfeeding without La Leche. It was just... I was very lucky I actually found the group. I could put up a message on WhatsApp at 9 or 10 o'clock at night and almost get an instant response in terms of, like, from another mother saying what she did and whatnot. It opened so many doors in terms of breastfeeding.
And going forward, like, are there any kind of steps or measures you'd like to see that could make it easier for new moms? Or do you think this new recognition now in Dublin will be a help?
This is going to hopefully normalise breastfeeding a lot more, and the more people see it, the more it's just an everyday thing, and it gives women confidence that they're doing the right thing for their baby and that people aren't put off by seeing it.
So we can expect more from DCC's Inclusion Office and Dublin businesses when it comes to creating more comfortable spaces for women to breastfeed. But for someone involved with support groups for over 40 years, what measures does Aislinn O'Moore Cunningham think make it easier for new mums?
Businesses being friendly towards mums breastfeeding does help. Even the support when the mums come out of hospital from lactation, consultants and voluntary breastfeeding groups like ourselves, La Leche League, that is a great help to a mum getting started. But, you know, even things as that new legislation will help, all of these things will help mums to feel a little bit more comfortable. Often mums, it's sort of like they have this thing in their head that it's very acceptable to bottle feed, but maybe not so acceptable to breastfeed.
And even though your own children are well grown up at this stage, you stayed involved throughout the years, I suppose, just to help and pass on.
Yeah, I got marvellous support when I was breastfeeding my three children. We're trying to just, you know, give back a little bit of what we got when we had our babies.
And that was Josh Crosby reporting there on Dublin as a new breastfeeding friendly city, Jonathan.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.